Last year at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal in Denver, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service National Repository for Seized Contraband put 6 tons of ivory, carved statues, jewelry, even full tusks through a rock crusher. It was their approach to taking a stand against the demand for ivory. The event was filmed. It's going to be screened tomorrow night at the University of Colorado Museum of Natural History, followed by a panel discussion. On that panel is Gloria Dickey, a research assistant for the Center for Environmental Journalism. She's part of that film screening and panel discussion called Elephant Poaching and Ivory Smashing. And we want to welcome Gloria Dickey to the program. Hey, good morning, Gloria.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Could you recap for us the big issue involved in the poaching of elephants for their tusks?
Sure. So in 1979, there were an estimated 1.3 million African elephants in the wild. 10 years later, that number fell to 600,000. So in 1989, CITES introduced a worldwide ban on ivory, which at first seemed successful. Poaching numbers declined, black market prices fell, but present day, it's just as bad. So 2012 was actually the worst year on record for poaching since the ban went into effect. Researchers estimate that 35,000 elephants were killed that year, and demand has put the price of ivory at roughly $1,500 a pound. So you can see why there's huge incentives for poachers in these struggling countries to kill elephants.
The poaching of elephants is pretty grisly stuff. All they really want from the elephants is the ivory tusk, right?
Right. So you'll see images with elephants, you know, with their faces missing, and yeah, very gory stuff.
Now, tell us about this grinding event that was held, I guess, a few months ago out at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is, centered here in Colorado, found a whole lot of ivory, and they put it through a rock crusher. What happened there?
Well, they've been actually stockpiling ivory since the ban went into effect. So this was 25 years worth of ivory that had been collected all around entry points from around the country. And they sort of took a stance to show they weren't okay with poaching. They've been housing this in the Rocky Mountain Arsenal. It was taking up space. They really wanted to get rid of it. So basically you had a bunch of African delegates from different countries. You had celebrity guests. You had activists all gather on the plains of Colorado to watch these tusks go through this big blue rock grinder and basically get turned into a pile of rocks.
Yeah, so rocks, gravel, made of ivory, and I'm not sure what happens to it then, but at its core, there are a couple of different approaches, and I guess, does destroying the ivory in this form, cut the price and the demand, or does this just make it more rare and more valuable? Is that the debate?
Right. And that's definitely, I think, a lot of people have made that criticism. There are no studies on the efficacy of these destructions that I know of. They don't exist yet. So I think really the primary point is awareness. And in the past month, we actually have seen quite a bit of change from this. We've seen China follow suit. France has crushed their ivory. Hong Kong has plans to do so. We've also seen changes to the U.S. law on ivory imports and exports. And as well, last week, Indonesia's top Muslim clerical body issued a fatwa against wildlife trafficking. So the ivory trade has really been at the forefront of environmental news in the past few months since the initial crush.
An Islamic fatwa against ivory trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Dickey is our guest. She's a research assistant for the Center for Environmental Journalism. She's sitting on the panel called Elephant Poaching and Ivory Smashing, a Colorado Cause, that's happening Wednesday. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the University of Colorado in Boulder, the Museum of Natural History's Paleontology Hall, right there next to the UMC, the University Memorial Center. Here we are in 2014 trying to preserve, I guess, 600,000 African elephants and that are still somewhat at risk. Any other news about the preservation of the African elephant?
And I think those are really the main points that we've seen. The Philippines have also crushed their stockpile. We've seen huge seizures over the past few months coming out of Togo. So it's definitely getting some attention on the global level.
Some people have heirloom ivory. The thought just occurred to me. This might have been passed down from parents or family. What happens when you wear ivory? Is it almost like wearing fur? And in certain circles, it's
It's
probably
really
worse, actually.
Not a cool thing to do.
Those heirlooms are still legal, but we did see some people volunteer to crush their heirlooms at the crush last November.
Interesting. Gloria Dickey with the Center for Environmental Journalism. That panel and film screening is tomorrow, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the University of Colorado Boulder Museum of Natural History Paleontology Hall. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Gloria.
Thank you.